Did your mom or dad ever tell you to do something and you didn't do it? Or for some reason, you did the opposite of what they told you to do? That decision may have resulted in a timeout, and while you sat there, you may have started to rethink your actions. If this sounds like you, I can guarantee you will relate to the story of Jonah. This is a story about the prophet Jonah, who lived in the belly of a fish for 3 days after he refused to obey God's command. Before we get started with the story, it is important to know that Jonah was a prophet. A prophet is someone who God speaks to directly. When God had a message for his children, he would tell his prophet, and then the prophet would tell the people. They are sort of like a messenger. Now that you're all caught up, let's get ready to listen to this 5-minute story titled Jonah and the Very Big Timeout. A long time ago, Jonah was given clear instructions by God. God said to Jonah, "Go to Nineveh and tell them to turn from their wicked ways or they will be punished." But Jonah was upset by God's command. He did not want to go to Nineveh because he thought the people deserved to be punished. Jonah knew that the people of Nineveh were going to treat the Israelites very badly in the near future, and that made him angry. So instead of traveling to Nineveh to tell the Ninevites what God instructed, he decided to do the opposite. Jonah boarded a ship going to a city called Tarshish, over 2,000 miles away from Nineveh. God saw Jonah's disobedience, and he wasn't happy with Jonah's behavior, so he decided to teach Jonah a lesson. While Jonah was on the boat to Tarshish, God sent out a great wind into the sea. All the men on the ship were very afraid that the boat was going to sink. Everyone except Jonah, who was fast asleep. The captain of the ship came to Jonah and questioned him. He wanted to understand why he was on the boat. How could he sleep so soundly? Was he the cause of this terrible storm? Finally, Jonah told the captain of the ship the truth. He explained that he was running from the presence of God, and he was the reason for the storm. The men on the ship believed that Jonah was a prophet. They knew the storm was a work of God and didn't want to interfere with the plan of God. So they prayed and decided it was best to throw Jonah overboard. When the men threw Jonah off the ship, the storm miraculously stopped. But sadly, Jonah was now plummeting to the bottom of the sea. God still had a plan for Jonah despite his disobedience. God had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah up. This was God's way of putting Jonah in a very big timeout. In the belly of the fish, it was very cold and dark. Jonah prayed and asked God for forgiveness for his actions. This is called reflection. Do you ever take the time to think about your actions? When you've done something wrong, it's best to find a quiet place to think about how you could have done or said things differently. Jonah was sorry for disobeying God, and he wanted another chance to make things right. It is important to realize when you have done something wrong and then take the right steps to get back on track. This is called repentance. Repentance is an important skill we need to learn because although we may try to do our best, we are not perfect. Jesus knows this. And that is why he died for us on the cross. After spending 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a fish, Jonah now had a repentant heart. God honored it and spoke to the great fish, commanding it to spit Jonah out onto dry land. But Jonah's story would not stop there. He still needed to fulfill God's command. Jonah would have to travel 3 days by foot to reach the city of Nineveh. Let's review and learn something new. Jonah was in the belly of a fish for 3 days and three nights and traveled 3 more days to the city of Nineveh. Does the number 3 sound familiar to you? Jesus Christ rose from the grave on the 3rd day. Jonah's 3 days in the belly of a fish were symbolic of Jesus Christ and how he would die and rise again. Overall, Jonah's experience was a testament to the power of God. After 3 long days of walking, Jonah had finally arrived to Nineveh, had learned his lesson, and was ready to do as he was told. Jonah told the people of Nineveh to repent. The people of Nineveh listened to God's words and repented. Our friend Jonah learned a great lesson about obedience, forgiveness, and trusting God's will. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed Jonah and the very big timeout.